מה אתה כותב? אני כותב השם של הרב, השם של המשגיח, של הרב. זה אני. או, זה אני. איך בן דגנב. מה הבעיה? מה הבעיה? תולמי את הקלוק. You see? מה הבעיה? זה כשר. אמרתי לו, בוא תצאנו מבושל. אז מה הבעיה? I told him, the בעיה. He said, אדוני, אם אתה לא רוצה, אל תשתה. I told him, אני לא שואל אותך, I don't ask you whether I drink or not. You are not my decision maker. But how do you let such a thing happen here? Happened to be that I was going to drink, and Hashem saved me. But many people are here, innocent people, heathen who are poshut innocent. Not reshoim, but innocent, and is full of goyim. No, 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 this is fine, this is fine, this is fine. אני למדתי אצל הרב אוזנר. הרב אוזנר. And that's not what I learned there. What? So אתה למדת את הרב אוזנר? I told him, fine. You learn by הרב אוזנר's best din, not הרב אוזנר himself. The best din, and that's not what you learned, which means it's not what I told him. Please bring a letter that Rav Ozner is martyr, such a thing. Send it to me, here's my number. Send me the letter. This happened 4 months ago. This person is still waiting for the letter.
Yeah.
What do I mean to say? I mean to say, to be careful. That you may see a Hechsher, but you may not see Mevushal. You may see an impressing Rav, which was impressing. And he was there. As a good Zach, he was there. Which means, he's a chroi. Some rabbonim are not there, b'shas ma'ise. Some mashgichim are not there. So this person, and he claims that, I told him, אתה מסכים שזה לא מבושל?
כן.
אתה מסכים that if a goy takes non-mevushal and pours, becomes stam yenom?
Yes.
So how do you let it in? How do you believe it there? Here, take a look. The Olam is here. Some of them are going. Some of them are Chinese. I don't know who they are. Some of them are Machal Shabbos, Bli Sofek, Bli Pikpuk.
Could you ask for a new bottle?
I didn't ask. I said, I wouldn't talk. I was afraid to drink the water. Maybe the water is Nisnasef and Gabram is where. Where it was. Who knows how far they're going to go? But they goodbye. But I told him, I gave him the information, please send me a letter.
Yeah.
Send me a letter. Excuse me? The bottle says, Eno Mevusha.
Yeah, because the bottle's going with the sheet of 160.
He didn't say that. Let him say, there is such a thing in Aloha Hashem Mishpat, Taininan. If the Yesoyimim come to Bezdin and they don't know if the father paid the debt, so then we tiny for them, to protect them, to defend them. They don't know how to say, there's no Din Taninan Yoredea, such a thing doesn't exist. And there's no Din Taninan for an older person, a Bardas. He didn't say that. He didn't say, no, ich hat es im Evushal. Oh, I would hear, I would talk and learn, if Shio, if Shanish. He agreed that if you're poor, it becomes Tam Yenom. He told me yes. Then he didn't know what to say. No, we didn't learn that by Rav Ozner. No, it's not, we didn't learn. What's that to learn? There's nothing to learn. Bring me a letter from Rav Ozner's Bastion. Not only that, came back to New York. I didn't finish the job. I wrote a letter to the Beis Din that Ploini is a mashgiach in the lounge, claims he is your Talmid, and that you told him so kach v'kach. I wrote a letter to Rabbi Shmuel Lezer Stern, the Talmid, one of the main Talmid from Rabbi Ozner. They didn't answer, which means lo dum v'lo yar, en ish ken Talmid, et kemon ish galend bazei, and he made up a story. That's why they didn't answer. If I would get such a letter about someone who claims is my Talmid, and I said so and so, I don't have time to answer. For those who believe that, will go around and say, Icho Galen ba Pluni, and Pluni told me so and so. I don't have to answer such a thing.
Said that if a maid moves it, even though...
It's not my psa, it's black and white Shulchan Aruch.
Rav means to say that even if no one is around in the house,
yeah.
She's moving it around cleaning, no
Yeah. Hey, where is it? Yeah. I get confused. There or there? There? No, this is Shulchan Aruch. Even no one around, correct. Yeah. We know that she moved it. We know she moved it. You told the goita to clean the refrigerator. So I'm coming back.
So what are they selling locks for? Where you could put a lock on your yayin?
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. When you take a vacation and you leave the house for a day or two or three, no, that's for sure. Exactly. That's for sure. That you have to be careful. Maids and goites and goyim which are in the house, and you leave the house in their command, and you are not there. If Yosef and Ichnas in the sense of I'm coming back in a matter of moments, that's something else. But that's a different sim in Shulchan Aruch. So you need locks for the You need the keys. Meikar Adin keys are not a simman because it's kal lizayif mafteches. Bizman hazeh the mafteches are very very professional and very complicated to a mizayif. Mafteach is also good. We'll discuss what kind of choismes you need. Vada, that a piece of scotch tape, it's nothing because everybody has access to scotch tape. But a certain kind of a choism, that it's fine. But that's only when you leave the goy, you mafki the yayin by the goy, or you leave the goy in the house with the yayin. Meyache, that's called yichud.
Same thing with meat? Same halakh?
Yeah, but I think it's of the subject. Yeah, meat is something else. Meat is even more chomur. Yeah, but that's chutz min ha'inyan. Over here, Bevada, Shulchan Aruch says clearly that yayin, that the goy was, is higbiya velo shichshech. That's the case of Shulchan Aruch. Higbiya velo shichshech, it's mutar afilu b'shtiya. That's the word poshut. But I say it again because most people think the yayin becomes osur. And they dispose of it, they throw it out.
Can they cast you?
No, but the rabbi is saying more that in Bikula Shikshik sounds like you know that he didn't. But here we're assuming that he's not going to be Mashakshik.
No. Why is he Mashakshik? First of all, he doesn't today, Bisman has a, they don't know this avoid of the cloud. They have no idea. You have a Mexican worker, or when he was on design, a Polish worker. They don't know anything of a Meshachshe to Avodah Zarah.
No, but if they pour,
if they pour and they drink, sure, both are also the bottle and the cup.
They know how to pour.
That's what I told that Rav. I told him, if they pour, the glass is also, the glass content is also, and the bottle is also. Mm-hmm. But... why? Especially, Derech Klal, they are forbidden to take food on their own, and unless they've been served. They're not balabatim in the house. Yeah, they don't want to lose their job. They're not balabatim in the house. They are normally, the balabais is makbid for them not to talk, not to serve himself, whatever he wants.
It's my simple home that maids get fired for taking from the whiskey cabinet and such things.
Oh, very good.
That's meant that they do it.
But they're fired. They do the fire, then they do it.
They don't get around the house and just hold the wine bottle.
Yeah, that's enough. But the pachad is enough. The pachad, not al hagoy, in Siman Kuf Havdalet Seif Yudches, not al hagoy kli shel yayin, vehigvioi, veyotzaka yayin, af al pi shelo shichshech, nesar, share bo mikoichoi, higvia, velo shichshech, velo naga boy, mutar. Nothing. There's nothing, no one who disagrees, no one who says anything, no one who makes a remark on the last statement. Higbiya, it brings the goyen, and the gemore. And bezika, bechuba, shoyen.
Rabbi, what about
you can always ask that Igbiya, as I know that lo asas shum shikshuk.
Igbiya velo shikshuk. I know there's no shikshu. When you tell a goy to clean the refrigerator, there's no shikshu. When you tell her to clean the table, there's no shikshu. There's no shikshu. You clean up the table, you gotta move. Waiters in a hasana, waiters, waitresses, or in a restaurant, in a this and that. It's the same idea. By the way, in the restaurants also, you have mikshoilim of enu mevushel. I have also an incident about a boss when he told me the same incident in a good restaurant with a good hechsher, and he asked for a certain glass of wine. They brought him the bottle. And by the way, this Balabos owns a store of wine in Borough Park, a Frume, a Yehid, a Hared Shid, and he asked him for this and that wine. And he knows that this and that wine is not Mevushal. So he asked him, can I have a glass? He brought him the bottle opened. And he asked the waiter, he says, I don't know, where is the Mashgiach? Oh, he's coming. When the Mashgiach came, he asked the Mashgiach, what he does? He said, well, that's not supposed to be here. I put it away. This Balabos asked him, why you put it away? I want to see that you put it into the sink. And I'll put it away. It's not supposed to be there. Check the bottle if it's mevushal or not. Constantly.
In that case, you didn't pour it. You pour on the bottom.
Open. Which you pour to someone else.
Oh,
very
start.
Yeah.
Open and started.
Yeah.
Open and you wanted just a glass.
I thought you just poured it
open. No. Open and started. Open and started. Yeah. So again, Igviya velo shikshir velo noga beyayin is mutar. That's nothing to this. There is not even not to be mefarsim this halacha. Sometimes an halacha of en moirim ken. This halacha is nothing to do with en moirim ken. It's halacha. You're not allowed to hide it. There's no reason to hide it.
How present do you have to be today? You have to be here.
No, there's no need to use benichnas here. Again, Normally, there is a choyk, there is whatever, a kpeda from the balabos they shouldn't take. That makes enough of mirsas, they shouldn't do it. And the fact that many of them do it and they get fired, that's a mute, mistama. That's me, mistama, a mute.
If you're not around.
2 hours.
If,
you're
no.
You're going from 9 to 5 to 5. You're not coming back to 5:30.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about from 9 to 5. No. From 9 to 5, and you have open bottles, then it's a problem. Because there's no mirsas.
Yeah, but still, I'm not seeing any surah. I don't know for a fact.
And no, but there's no mirsas. You need a mirsas. In all Hilchas Yayin Nesach, you need a mirsas. You need a mirsas of maybe she drank, or maybe she poured herself a bit, or maybe, and she won't be caught. Because if you take a bottle and you are missing a psazoi, you cannot notice it.
So what's the kid? Let's say she doesn't know when you're coming home. You're not home for 5 hours. But she doesn't know when you're coming home.
She doesn't know if, I say always, tell them I'm coming back very shortly. And she'll be mirsas every moment.
Then and even if you even if you're not home for 8 hours, it's fine.
Yes, because she's you don't know, because she thinks that you got delayed in traffic. You may come any minute.
How do you know shirshuf is a real pouring or a real shaking? Maybe just moving a little bit is also called
shirshuf. No, he says clearly, higbia, the moment you pick her up, it moves.
You do it without
shirshuf. Oh, it's liquid. Impossible. I'll pick her up, immediately moves. When I pick up a bottle with liquid, I look inside. Immediately it moves. That's called shikshuch. Shikshuch doesn't have to be, as I said before, bedavka this. This is also called shikshuch. And doesn't make a difference how much and how much of a shikshuch. Shikshuch is shikshuch. Igviya velo shikshuch, velo noga bo is mutar. Oh, that's the next topic. The sherry casks.
Excuse me?
Cameras with Pashtus, Pashtus would help. Cameras with Pashtus help.
It's good enough if she thinks the cameras work, but they really don't.
Harav, I wanted to answer. Harav Weitman, which is the Rav Hamachshir in Tenuva in Eretz Israel, wrote a long tshuva that he controls some of the plants, at least in Eretz Israel, the milk with cameras. Very simple. Chol of Israel cameras. Because if the cameras are placed in such a form that wherever the cows are, wherever the milking location is, because today everything is done with machines, so you don't milk them by hand, somewhere in the corner of the plant, you milk them in a certain area. Lehavdil, such area here. The machines are here, the pipes are here, everything is here. So if there are cameras in all different corners, there's no behema tameya. Just like if Lehavdil behind that bimo, there is someone milking, I don't have to see him, even if I lay down here is muta, because I could catch him, I could see him. That's the Gemara. Afilu yoshev ve'eno roye, but yochol amod ve'u roye, that's called cholav Yisrael. Shai Yisrael ro'ehu, it doesn't mean ro'ehu, means yochol lirois. Fine. Now let's go a little bit on the sherry casks, and first of all, for that we need some background on the metzias, and then we'll go into the shailes of the heter, into the tzedodim of the heter. Now, sherry casks, what's that all about? And why did I choose to speak about sherry casks? First of all, gufo shel inyan. Second, there are many halachos of stam yenam which are depending on the sherry casks. So better said, the sherry cask depends on the shailes. And we will learn a few halachos agav. One of the processes of scotch made in Scotland, not whiskey. Whiskey is something else. But scotch to be made in Scotland is what they call it, to mature the scotch. To mature it, to leave it in casks for at least minimum 3 years. Otherwise you cannot call it, you're not allowed to call it Beshem scotch. Sham scotch means maturing in casks. Most of them are 8 years, many of them are hulu so many years, it's irrelevant. According to Scottish law, scotch may only contain water, barley, yeast, and coloring. The coloring is from caramel, that's why it looks gold. All of which don't present any pose any cautious questions. However, the only source of concern is that this maturation may have taken place in casks which are from Stam Yenom. There is such a thing as sherry. Sherry, it's a certain wine. What kind of wine is sherry? What's it does? Sherry comes from, there is a town in south of Spain, which I know, Jerez de la Frontera. That's the name of the town which is known for the best wine in Spain and the best wine perhaps in Europe. Jerez de la Frontera. From Jerez became Xerex and became sherry. That's the name of the grape. That's what it is. And that country or that province makes one of the best wines in the world. And they used to ship it to England and to Scotland in barrels. Up to recently, they used to ship it in barrels. Instead of shipping it in bottles, which is more expensive, they would ship it in barrels, and they would be bottled in England or Scotland. Those barrels, once they became empty, the wineries had nothing to do with it anymore, but to return them to Spain. Later in 1970, Spain decided to ship the wine in bottles. And now this scotch manufacturers needed casks. You have to store it in casks. And they were looking to make a good quality wine, and the quality depends on the sherry. The taste of the wine and the effect of the wine, which is balua, absorbed in the kelim, make the scotch a better quality. This is no question about. This is the quality of the wine, because at once they tried to avoid and do it with American casks, which come from bourbon, and it was caught later, 10 years later, that the quality was not as good. They went back to use the sherry casks, whether they came from Spain or they came from other places, or they kept them and they did not send them back. Mishkan Afkamina had a protein, how they got the casks. Or from different wines, Lav Davka from sherry. Sherry is one of the best of them. There are a few other wines also which have this mile. And they started in the 1990s to again come back to the casks. Some of them, they took apart the barrels and sent them to Spain in a cheaper form. Then they send them back again with wine. These are nishkan afkamin. But the main concern is the bleas which are in the casks. The halacha shaboy, the part of the halacha shaboy, it's a Ramon Yerodea in Kufla Medzayim, where we started Kufla Dalet. In Kufla Medzayim, the Ramo Paskens in Saif Aleph. Where is it? Oh. Kol ha-kelim ha-asurim machmas ha-yayin shal akum she-ichnis bahem Yisroel yayin kodem she-ichshir otam osur b'shtiyah. Yeah? Afilu imu yovesh. Kol zman shelo ovar al ha-chovis, al ha-kelim yud bes chodesh. These are talking about kankanim shel yayin, which are from etz, normal kankanim, uminoisar kankanim, they are containers, they are the big containers, the big barrels, is unless over yud beschoidesh, then the wood is totally, totally dry, and any blia is dry, it assers the wine. Vimhu kli shemachniso lekiyum osur miyad. Fine. So we'll see about shishim. Then the Ramo says, yeah, some the Ramo is masking, the filu en bomayim, the en filu ben kelim asuri mishum yayin nesech, ben shem ben yoyman, or lov ben yoyman, whether it's a ben yoymo, en o ben yoymo, the keli asers, because the wine does not rotten in the wood. Adraba, the yayin, gives good taste to the content of the barrel. Now, how you mevatel yayin? How do we are mevatel yayin stam yena all together in shechar in scotch? These two drinks, how are they bottled one into the other? Meikar adin, the bottle b'shesh, in 16%. If 16% is osur and 84 is mutar, it's bottle. Obviously, less than 16 is also mutar. 16, 15, up to 16%. B'shesh, 1 into 6. Fine? That is the ratio of bitur. Does a barrel hold so much against the bleas? Or how do we measure the bleas altogether? That's also a shala in poiskim. So machlok shachantaz, if when we have a kovush kimevushal in bishul, if I were to cook something in this keli, then I need shishim against the thickness of the keli. Mamish, the thickness of the keli. We assume that the keli was bolea throughout the whole thickness of the keli, in Bishu, if I were to boil milk here, and then put, well, I want to put viestos, like a fleshek soup, so I would need shishim against the keli itself. And that's impossible to have in a keli, shishim, the thickness of the keli. Whatever keli you may make, unless there is a certain way and a certain thickness of metal, very thin and very long and very low, it will have 60 against the metal itself, against the keli itself. But normal keli, you cannot, the content cannot be 60 of the keli itself. That's in Bishul, cooking. In Kovush, when it's only kemevushel midrabanan, Kovush, the Kvisha, it makes it keilu is balua, and the Bliya of Kovush is a shracher Bliya than Bishul, that's for sure. It's a machlok eshach and taz. If you need, not here, in machlok is in kufhe, in taruves, whether you need keneged the kli or keneged only the klipa of the kli, which means the inner layer of the kli. That's a machlok is. No, a taz and a shach. The shach holds you need keneged the ganze kli. And again, you will not find this proportion of 1:6 into the blia of the thickness of the kli. But you may find, can I get the klipa? Can I get the klipa, which is the first layer of the kli from the inside, where the wine is, where the shekhar is, where the scotch is. So that is one machlokes that you could be toile leheter, if you hold like the taz. Who holds like the Taz? Primagodim Haye Adam Pasen like the Rosh. I'm sorry. The Primagodim and the Haye Adam Pasen like the Shach. That you need in Kovush Keneged Kolakli. That's the case. It's also. The Kitzu Shulchan Aruch is Mekil Kamo Ataz B'Shas Adchak. In Kovush, that you need only Keneged the clip of the Kli inside. This is one Tzad Aheter.
What's
a shasat chak
by whiskey?
Shechar. Talking about shechar.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? Like when you bought the bottle.
You mevatel the wine which is in the kli into the scotch.
Why is it called the
what's
a
shasat
chak?
What's the
version? Hefset, shasat chak. Question. Hefset maybe. Hefset, if it happened. If it happened, yeah, if it happened.
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, if nothing else to make to. There is yash inside. Yash, but the kan is from Yaines, from Stamiano. Inside is Yash. What? You have nothing else to make Kiddush? One of the cases, maybe Shazat Chak. Maybe the Yash is very expensive and it's a Bizot Mendoz. It's a Hefse Merube, that's a Shazat Chak. Whatever Shazat Chak is, maybe you made a bris and you want to give L'chaim to everyone and it's a Bushana to do and that's the only Yash that you have. Maybe also Shazat Chak, maybe made a Chasana. Whatever Shasat Chak is. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Tzorech Godol. Shasat Chak Gadol. Now, there is another heter of Noisen Tam Lifgam. Obviously, these barrels are not used for at least one day. At least one day. I mean, they come, they empty them until they send them to the factory, until they fill it up with the shachar, with the yash. We'll call it yash. We'll call the scotch yash. Yain soraf. Is that takes more than a day, so at least it's not in time with gum. But in this case, you cannot say not in time with gum, because if the factories and if the manufacturers do it intentionally, means they understand that it's not a pgam, it's not pugim, the scotch. But bedavka, it's meshabeach. You could say nois and tam livgam when Chazal call it livgam. It's true, when it's livgam. Minastam is livgam, this is pugim dat. But when it's clear it's not pgam, and they spend money, and they call it sherry casks, and because of that, it's more expensive, and they sell the product as an expensive product because it was bottled in wine barrels, wine or originated from wine, it means it's not pgam. Meshabeach taimo. That's what Diane Weiss.
It should be bottled with shishim either.
There is no shishim there.
It should be like tablet.
Shishim, there isn't. There is no shishim in the content of the shiash. Can I get the ganze dos? Can I get the ayin?
It should be like tavlinim, that there's no bittul.
Oh, I'm coming to that. Because it's mele ovid le taime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming to that. So again, the one heter that could have been is noshen tam rifgam. The one heter could have been is the amount and the ratio of the bittul. So there you have a mokum to be matir, but again, shasat chav, shasat tzorech, godol, that you need only can get the klipa. No? That's a shvach ezach. The other tzah to be matir is noshen tam rifgam. Shesh. I'm talking about shesh.
Shesh.
The bittul is shesh.
In the kli?
No. No, it's being calculated. Shishim for sure not.
Even shesh?
Even shesh there isn't against the thickness of the kli. Even shesh there isn't. The kli is thick, very thick. It's wood, don't forget. It's wood. It's wood. Yeah, it's wood. It's not metal. If it would be metal, you don't need to be thick. It could hold gallons and gallons, 500 liters. It could hold 100 gallons. It could hold 1,000 gallons in metal. Nothing happens to it. But wood has to be real thick in order to hold. It's an average of 500 liters, approximately 120 gallons of yash into the barrel. Approximately that's the size of the barrel. And if that's the case, there's no shesh even connected the thickness of the kli. Maybe connected the klipo, that yes. But we're entering that machlokes.
The answer is called the Dabar Chara.
Belachen.
So it wouldn't have intermission of Kam anyway.
Yeah, could be. And Soraf, could have given Dabar Chorif. Could be, yeah. So that is the other head to boy, Noisim Tam, Bifgam. And Noisim Tam, Bifgam cannot be considered here because the companies make it, the manufacturers make it in order to be Meshabeach. So again, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that is Beshesh in Mayim. Oh, Shulchan Aruch talks about Mayim. Yayin Bemayim. In Kufla Medalet, Seifeh, the Shiur Bitul, Shiur Kama Yeh Bemayim, Yeh Bohem Kedelevatel Tam Ayayin, Shisha Chalokim Kenegdoi. By the way, I made a mistake, eh? It's not 16%. Shisha Chalokim Kenegdoi is less. 4/6, not 1/6, but 6 against him, which means Mistama. 13%, right? Approximately. 13%. It's not once, it's
five
not.
Is
yeah. 5 is 20, so Mistama is 13, yeah. It's not a sixth, but 6 against him.
Yeah.
Shisha Konegdo. Bechol Shiesh Bamayim Kishiur Azeh, Mutar Afilu Bishtiya. Mutar Afilu Bishtiya. Vim En Bamayim Kishiur Azeh, in the store, and it also, you could sell the water to the goy without the value of the yayin. That's the Ramo details in the halacha. But you have to have shisho in mayim. Maybe mayim dilute the yayin quicker than shechar dilutes the wine, because mayim makes the yayin into garnished. Mayim is a bigger mevatel, the yayin, because makes it into what the Shach calls kiyuho behalma, an acid, nothing, something acid, something that has acid. It's not wine anymore. Try to take wine and mix 6 times the wine. Could you call it wine? Could you say bore priya gefen on it? It's water. That is that's the ratio. You don't even, whatever you're tasting is acidic. It's not yayin anymore. Kiyuha, even if, of course, you'll taste something there. Obviously, if you take water and you put taste of grape, and it looks clear, like water, mamish water, but yet it's grape taste soda, and you taste it, actually you taste it, but that's not wine. You go Boser Taime. But you're not going to say Kiddush on that. You must agree with me. You can't say Kiddush on good taste soda that has taste of grapes.
Yeah.
Of soda that has taste of raisins. You cannot say Kiddush on that. That's water. And the taste is Kiyuha Be'alma, an acidic taste. That's all it is. Is Shiur Abitul in Mayim is 6. The Achronim disagree whether in Tafshil, for example, in a Tafshil, you will put wine. It's also 6. Or maybe you need more. Maybe that's not the Tafshil. Let's say you cook meat with wine. It's fancy recipe, but chalesos. And there is Shisha in the Bosor. Kenegad hayayin, is kiyuho be'alma, or it's a good taste of the chicken? Ah, so in a tafshil, no more this proportion of 1:6. What about in yash?
So lechatchila you can buy, let's say, candies or things that are sweetened with white grape juice sweetener that's less than 14%.
No, because
no, 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 that's a tafshil.
Yeah.
Candies is a tafshil.
Candies that are
grape flavored. I said again, candies are a tafshil.
Mm-hmm. It's not a
tafshil. It is a tafshil.
It is a tafshil.
So then it goes out of tam.
Then you'll go with tam.
And then,
the only one which is not a tafshil is water. And perhaps yash. This is the machloek. The achronim, the shach, and in the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Pesach, I can say it now. I need Heksher. Whatever it is, Chvesnisht. Evushal or synthetic, whatever it is, Chvesnisht. But you need a Heksher. Advorim, Oimrim, that there is something there. A juice, a drink that has, Dr. Mendoz, grapes, whatever. What's the drink that they have? Snapple, Chvesos.
Yeah.
We have Snapple here in Miami. Whatever it is, Nishnaf Kamina. Medicine also, all of them. All of them are tafshilim. All of them are tafshilim. They are being meshubach. They are being meshubach with the yayin. Water is not meshubach. It becomes kiyuha be'alma. Becomes nothing. Because water has a strong koach to dilute the wine. That's the nidan.
Is goyish covered with the fruit in the cup, with the sweetener, like the canned fruit that's
sweetened,
it,
they'll do it with
white grape juice.
I've written
the OU
for that.
Yeah.
Two times, they said it was
mugashal.
Okay,
so that? 2 things that I thought were Jewish company. 10 minutes. As you finish? The Igros Moshe has a shaila in something similar to that, which is blended. Not talking about casks, but blended. That's a while ago in Tavshin Ches. That's 70 years ago. That he had a shaila tshuva to Rav Teitz Zatzal from Elizabeth, New Jersey, that he found scratches blended with wine. That's even worse. Blended with wine. So he paskens, that's even better. Worse but better. That if it is 1:6, he paskens in heter. That he paskens that yayin and shechar, the shechar is mevatel the yayin. Just like water. That's his psak. Obviously we have to learn it inside when we have time. But that is psak meikar adin. He says, Meikar adin, but ba'al nefesh yachmir. Oh, ba'al nefesh yachmir. Ve'af ani, even if I say it's mutar la'acherim, and he needs her not to drink it. Because ba'al nefesh yachmir, for the simple reason that maybe shechar he's not mevatel the wine, only water. The af ani, which I am machmir for myself, when there is a simcha, and the bar simcha presents scotch blended, and could be it's blended with stam yenom. Lav davka could be it's blended with other scotches, which is that's a different nidun. There's no shaila if it blended with different scotches. But al atzad, it is blended with stam yenom. And he oymer lo l'rav those tithes yashekoyach that you made a hechsher on such a scotch to make sure it's kosher. Does it have wine blended? Because I hold that panefesh should be machmir. Ve'af ani shani matir la'acherim ani nizor ve'atzmi milishto is blended. Rak bechabura shel simcho shelo michze ki yuhara. The Godel Ador doesn't want that should think he's a Baal Gaiva, he's machmir more than the oilam. Did you hear?
Wow. When he was 35.
When he was 70 years ago, he was a younger man. Tavshin Ches. Shoyse mashu shelo levayesh baal asimcho. Elachem vaday tov shehi yash blended velo shum chash, and what you did is correct. It's very important tshuva, and it's a good anhoga. The milta de avida letaima, that which is in the kuda, is milta de avida letaima. Is lo borur lama meyashnim etze bekankanei ayayin. It's not very clear why they meyashen, why they maturate, they put shechar in the kankanei ayayin. Is it for chazuso, for looks? Because now it looks reddish, or is it for taima? Or not even for taima? They want to create a new taim. Milta de avida le taima lo bottle, tavlinim spices lo bottle, if they are osur, because they're there. They are there and they are osur or lakilayim, whatever they are, then it's osur. It is milta de avida le taima to give. They want to give taste of wine in the scotch, or they want to make a new taim. A new time, completely, which is scotch with wine. Could be the chumra of milta de avida letama doesn't apply, and could be also they don't put it for taima. Maybe they put it for chazuso, for looks.
Do you want to make it more similar to a tafsho? If you're making a new zaf with a combination of both?
And therefore what?
You see that with Shiro?
Yeah, could be. There is a company, Glenlivet, that they are putting it only for the tam ha'etz, lo le'tam ha'yayin, the tam of the etz. The etz has tam of wine, and they are looking for the tam of the etz that has tam of wine.
It's just one off.
So it's one step further. That's what Glenlivet writes or says. Glenmorangie Tohen says that's the Tam Ayayin. Tam Ayayin. The Tam Ayayin. Is the Maskonos Advorim, I will wrap it in very short because the time, that is not Tam Ayayin, a new heter of Zevezer Goyrem. Zevezer Goyrem, which means two things are creating a new zach, two ingredients. One is muta, one is osur, which is tam mechudash, a new tam. Ze veze goyrem, ze rak im baheter haya efshar lavo lide tam ze, and the isur does not do anything. It's a heter and an isur which are goyrem a new tam. Ze rak im yesh baheter levadoi to give that tam, but if the heter cannot do it unless the isur is mitzarif imoy, we don't say the zeveze goyrem. So again, the zeveze goyrem is a question. There's something else, a Rashbo, which is darko bekach. The Rashbo answers when there is taruvus isur veheter, even it's bottle beshishim, but if it's darko bekach, that you always do it, and that is the recipe, and the only way to make it is in a bottle beshishim dikket way, it's not bottle. Bitul b'shishim is when it's endar kovekach. It's a kefale natrop milech in a top from flesh. But if the recipe is that we put milk in flesh, and that is the recipe of this item, even shishim won't help, because darko betach is, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the Asar Ashbo, and that's one of the major reasons why Ba'al Nefesh Yachmir. They are achronim, who are cholik on this Rashbo, achronim, and even some rishonim afilu. Even the Mechaber Pasenach the Rashbo, the Iglos Moshe brings a Ramo, which is not like the Rashbo, a Ramo in, not here, a Ramo in Kuf Yudalet. And that's why it says Ba'al Nefesh Yachmir, because of the Rashba, which means according to us, the Sfardim, this blend, this sherry cask will create a problem of darko bekach. Even if you have shishim, and even if there's no problem of chazuso, and even if it's noise and time with gum, and even if all the heterim you may find, but since it's darko bekach, That will answer it, according to the Rashba. And the Chaber Paskins like the Rashba. So for us, Sfardim, for sure, we have a problem. A problem, an Isur. The Ramo is Meikil, and Darko Bekach, in a certain halacha in a Hilches Shechar, Shel Akum, in Kuf Yudalet. You have to look inside there, in Kuf Yudalet, Saif Dalet, Saif Vov, the Ramo is Cholek. And that's what the heter of the Igros Moshe goes. And the Chumra of Ba'al Nefesh because of the Rashba. Bekitzur lemaise, how to be nohek? What are the facts? It's important to note that the problem of sherry cask generally applies only to scotch, which is labeled 100% sherry casks.
I have to
say that. Davshtem b'shem ha-mefoyres. This could be expressed in a number of ways. Doesn't have to say 100% sherry casks. The label states that it's matured in sherry casks. So, that is such as the Macallan 12 years old, whatever they're quoting here. This is Ein Ebus Gemacht, Abyssal Hakiras in the Metzias, which comes from Spain. The scotch was finished in sherry casks. Could be the beginning of the of maturing it. Let's say it's 12 years. Could be the Eshte 10 Yoren was not in sherry casks, was in bourbon casks, cheaper. Bourbon casks are cheaper. And then the last 2 years to make, like the Shasta Neila, there everybody comes to Neila, which means the main thing is the soif.
Yeah.
Now you put it in sherry casks. So even that would be a problem. So it says finished in sherry casks. Mizonishmen and finished, it's garnished. Finished is also a problem. Or if it says double matured, twice, such as Balvelin double wood, which is matured in traditional whiskey oak casks, and later, a few months after, is matured in scotch, in whiskey, in bourbon, or whiskeys, or whatever, and later they do it in the sherry. Such scotch, which is 100% sherry or finished, is a problematic because everything we mentioned before. And that is basically in a capsule, the shyness of the wines in the sherry casks. Lemaise is avada and avada ba'al nefesh yachmir, and no question about. The are heterim, as you saw, here and there, schwache heterim, weak heterim. That is the maskona. The bal simcha, the bal yishnai mevayish, the bal simcha, and yuhara, maybe, I have no problem with yuhara. Ramoisha has a problem with Yehora, because if I'm a poshte yid, so I show you horror. So Yehora, who cares about you? But a Gadol Hador doesn't want to show you horror that he's bigger, because Bibem is bigger. Yehora is only by Gdoilim. Yeah. By Ktani, what kind of Yehora? I'm a cotton anyway. So what Yehora?
how's that? How's Rav Ashi going to help? You're saying there's not a bittul anyway because there's not.
No, no. There is a mixture. There's a mixture.
He's talking about a mixture, but that won't help for the casks. Well,
no, 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 for sure not. No, no, Rav Moshe never spoke about casks.
Yeah.
Maybe spoke, but it was never printed. I'm talking about blended. Yeah, the tzad is the taz, which many poskim passing like the taz. Now remember, Chacham Tzvi passing like the taz. Can I get the klipa? The other achronim will passing like the taz. Then it's bottle, gandikt. Once it's bottle, it's bottle.
What will I work by our joy for the Chachila? The Chachila to be bottle wouldn't work.
It's a very good question, but goyim make it for goyim, basically, right?
Yeah, mostly
goyim. Mostly goyim.
Right.
So that's called b'di'evet. The fact, that's called b'di'evet.
Yeah, yeah.
So obitu doesn't work by them? Bichlal? So bitum doesn't work by them. The Hilchas bitum doesn't work. Okay, by me it works. Fine, no problem. When it comes to me, it works.
What about
Glenn Levet? So, as I said, that Glenn Levet declared states that they make it only for the looks or for the wood itself. Glenn Levet Toanim. Sherak rotzin tam ha'etz velo tam ha'yayin. Therefore, the etz itself, aza etz, which had tam ha'yayin, they look for the etz. No, it's not darko bekach. So darko bekach. For the Rashba of darko bekach.